Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined as we are every fourth Friday of the month by Raleigh County Police Department officials. This month is Captain Josh Kyle joining us in studio. Glad to have you here.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'm just having to, you took off your rings here. Is that a, that's not a Super Bowl ring, is it?
No, it's a Kansas Highway Patrol ring. I'm a third generation law enforcement officer. My grandfather came back from World War II. He was a Navy man, and he decided he didn't want to be a dairy farmer anymore. So he joined the Highway Patrol in 1949. And my family's been in law enforcement in Kansas ever since then.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's a pretty cool looking ring. Well, welcome here. We appreciate you coming out here today. I know that you got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a scam going on in our community right now.
We do. And they're using my good or maybe not so good name. I don't know. What they're doing is they're finding, going online and finding official names from the police department. And then they're calling people and telling them that they have a warrant for their arrest. And that they want to discreetly take care of it. And so if you pay us some money, we'll get it taken care of and nobody will need to know, that kind of a thing. And with all these scams, they always have a common theme to them. And it doesn't matter if you're trying to sell something online and they're contacting you or they offer you a job over email. It's always the same. And what they want you to do is ultimately they want you to take some money and they want you to put it into gift cards or Western Union or some sort of other money transfer and send it off that way. And in some cases, they don't even need you to send the cards. They just want the information off the cards and then they can use them that way. So anytime you're dealing with somebody, and they start telling you that they want you to transfer money from one place to another, and they're doing something like that, and your stomach just isn't right. I've always learned to trust my gut. It took me a while, but I'm at the point now where if my tummy's telling me something's not right, it's not right. So they usually want you to stay on the phone with them. They don't want you getting off the phone at all. So if you know you're being pressured in that way and this doesn't feel right, now, police departments aren't going to conduct business that way. It's not how we do things, and so feel free to get off the phone and then call into the station. I know some other people did that. They called into the station and said, hey, I got this guy calling me and he says this and that. And we were able to clear it up. But unfortunately, some people have lost some money on this deal.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. And a few months back, I got a call from someone who pretending they were going to arrest me if I didn't respond real quickly here. And I just, when you get something like that, you just hang up. That's the thing to do. I messed with him a little bit. I told him I'm with the Raleigh County Police Department, and then he hung up on me. So that does work if you want. But, yeah, probably the right decision is just to hang up and then contact police.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. These guys apparently were not very – sometimes they get very aggressive and threatening, and these guys apparently weren't. They were very polite and matter of fact, and they kind of went with the whole we're trying to keep this low key. We're trying to keep your name out of the paper, that kind of a thing.
Mm. And I know senior citizens are targeted a lot by these scammers.
A lot. I was asked a couple of years ago on a couple occasions to give talks about fraud. And I tell you what, the seniors educated me because they get so much of this. So they were telling me about all the different things that were going on and knew far more about the subject than I did.
Mm. Well, it's certainly a something we don't want anyone to fall victim to here. And, it doesn't just happen that way. There's all sorts of other ways people can impersonate someone else. I've seen stories before, recently some guy was sent to prison here for impersonating an ICE officer here in Kansas, which I can't remember. I think it was Wichita or something like that. But that's a major felony, isn't it?
It is. I think the report that we filed was aggravated impersonation. And essentially, if somebody pretends to be a law enforcement officer or other official and it costs somebody else money or causes some kind of harm, it's aggravated impersonation, which is a fairly serious crime.
All right. Well, keep an eye out always. And, of course, tax time is another big time for scams. People can – I've heard this before, people getting their refunds stolen from scammers in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another variation. Again, it's all about something's wrong. I'm calling you on the phone. You need to stay on the phone. We got to get this taken care of right now. And if you don't, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Somebody's going to come and arrest you, those kinds of things. And they always, what government official wants you to transfer funds you know, via some sort of cards or something like that. I mean, and it, but it sounds so real at the time. You know, they catch you off guard and it's kind of scary a little bit. And then you think, well, how could this be? And maybe they even use a name that's semi-official like they did this week. And next thing you know, you're transferring funds because you think it's what you have to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know that that's going on here in our community. There's some other projects I know that are in the works here for the police department. The range, of course, south of town. I think you guys are shooting for a summer deadline here, June 30th. Oh, we have let me get to that. We have a phone call first. Let's get to that first. Go ahead. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hi. I'd like to commend the Riley County Police Department on all the major crimes and everything that they solve and take care of in the public here in Manhattan and Riley County. I think they do a wonderful job. The one thing, though, I think they fell short on is traffic management. Speeders, tailgaters, and all that kind of stuff, as well as the people talking on their cell phones. And I've been seeing lots of comments on different social media about people that tailgate all the time in school zones and other areas, and I experienced it myself, as well as people driving over the speed limit and distracted driving. And I kind of wish they could step up enforcement on that some, but otherwise I think they do a terrific job, and I want to commend them on that.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Fortunately, Manhattan is a community and Riley County is a community that doesn't tolerate a lot of crime. And we know that because 9 times out of 10, you tell us what's happened and you tell us who did it. And then our job is simply put the pieces together and find out through evidence and through people's statements that, yes, this is in fact what's happened, and then bring a case to court. And so a lot of that credit goes right back into the community. We are just the body responsible for full-time law enforcement, but we all are responsible for the way our community experiences crime and the way we deal with it and how we address it and whether or not we tolerate it. And you guys don't tolerate a lot of it, so we appreciate that. As far as traffic enforcement, the Riley County Police Department is an evidence organization, and we have, as a result, conducted a number of different programs throughout the years. The community has supported those, but we found that the one thing that's really touchy is traffic enforcement. If we do too much, people get upset, and if we do too little, people get upset. So a couple years back, what we did is we conducted, K-State helped us out with some research, we did some focus groups, and people consistently said that they wanted us to focus in on traffic safety, and they actually mentioned the things that you talked about. They said that they wanted us to focus on DUIs, on speeding, especially in school zones. They wanted us to focus on distracted driving, especially cell phone use, tailgating, and then I think I'm forgetting one somewhere. I think it's failure to stop or yield at stop signs and red lights. Coincidentally, we checked our traffic data and we found out, we checked all kinds of things. We looked at areas and locations and behaviors, and what we discovered was that those same 5 behaviors were the leading cause of accidents. And so we developed what we call Operation ARC. It's designed to be a procedurally just way of conducting traffic enforcement. We asked the public what you want us to do. You told us. We looked at our traffic data, so we know that our motives are trustworthy because we're really trying to reduce accidents and not just issue citations for the sake of issuing citations. And we stepped it up recently to ARC 2.0, where we actually go to certain locations and we notify everybody over the internet about the fact that we're going to be at certain locations, and we even put up signs that say we're here doing traffic enforcement. So it's all in an attempt to create an environment where we're focused on traffic safety, those violations that lead to accidents. We inform people that that's what we're doing at the stops themselves, and we're hoping that that not only creates an environment where people obey traffic laws, especially avoiding those infractions that cause accidents, but it also creates this environment of collaboration. People will be more likely to collaborate with us in the law.
All right. Well, let's take a break before we move on. We're talking with Captain Josh Kyle from the Riley County Police Department on News Radio KMAN.